Welcome aboard the Staten Island Ferry.
Well, this is the Upper Bay, they call it. Every day we go back and forth. We make between 6 and 8 trips a day. It requires a lot of navigation.
Jim Parisi has an office with a view. On this trip, it's the Manhattan skyline reaching up over the New York Harbor. Off the port side, or left to us land lovers, there's the Statue of Liberty skirted in fog. But Parisi is more interested in the electronic charts that help him take 60,000 passengers a day between Lower Manhattan and Staten Island.
You have to know the depths of the water, you have to know the current, you have to know the weather conditions, everything. You know where the wrecks are. When you're in bad weather, all the instruments take effect then. When it's a clear day, you're basically going on just your local knowledge, visibility. You know, day to day, it's pretty much, you know, a piece of cake. But when that weather comes in, you earn your money.
But navigation is just one part of the job. Captain Parisi says anything can and does happen on the ferries.
You have thousands of people on there. You have all kinds of incidents going on. You know, there's security going on. There's terror threats and everything else. So we had somebody shoot himself in the hand on the boat. You know, we've had people get slashed. You have riots on the boat. There's people get off the boat and leave their children. So there's so many things that are going on.
And then there was 9/11. Parisi was on the water that day, heading toward Manhattan with a boatload of passengers when the first plane hit.
By the time we got to Governor's Island, the second plane came right past us, and we watched the whole thing. We watched it go into the building and explode. And we wound up taking everybody back. We dropped all our passengers off, and then we came back empty to take more people off. And that's when the first building fell.
They pulled away from Manhattan in a cloud of dust that didn't break until Governor's Island.
It's a good feeling, getting the people out of there and being able to do what you do, but I wouldn't kind of wish that day on anybody.
After 9/11, the job changed. There are more safety drills. No cars are allowed. But the passengers, the tourists, the commuters, even the occasional celebrity, they keep coming.
It's like a little city in itself, and anything that goes on in a city happens on that boat. You know, it's always something.
Southside